From Kilskerry, County Tyrone, we present Let the Bible Speak. Here to let the Bible speak for the next 15 minutes is Gospel Minister and Evangelist, the Reverend Ivan Foster.
Good morning and welcome, everyone, to our program. The Reverend William McCrae will sing for us today, after which we will look at Mark chapter 12, the verses 13 through to 17. But before we read those verses, may I remind you of our program tonight at 9 o'clock. I will speak on the subject, The Perverse Man's View of Christ. It's part of our ongoing series entitled, The Things People Said About Jesus. I will also play another extract from the tape of my own testimony. Requests have started to come in for this tape, and I'm glad to receive them. I hope that you send for your free copy. The latest edition of the Let the Bible Speak magazine is also available. Please send for your free copy of the magazine. Let's turn now, please, to Mark chapter 12, the verses 13 to 17. And they sent unto him certain of the Pharisees and of the Herodians to catch him in his words. And when they were come, they say unto him, Master, we know that thou art true, and carest for no man. For thou regardest not the person of men, but teachest the way of God in truth. Is it lawful to give tribute to Caesar, or not? Shall we give, or shall we not give? But he, knowing their hypocrisy, said unto them, Why tempt ye me? Bring me a penny, that I may see it. And they brought it, and he saith unto them, Whose is this image and superscription? And they said unto him, Caesar's. And Jesus answering said unto them, Render to Caesar the things that are Caesar's, and to God the things that are God's. And they marveled at him. Amen. And God will bless the reading of his word to all of our hearts. Here's the Reverend William McCrae and the lovely hymn, There Is a River. Please turn with me now to Mark chapter 12 and those verses 13 through to 17 that we read earlier. The enemies of the Lord Jesus Christ never ceased in their attempts to entrap, to ensnare the Lord Jesus. Notice in these verses that we read the unholy unity that these enemies of Christ formed. The group that came to see him consisted of Pharisees and Herodians. The Pharisees were superstitious ritualists whose religion was more of an outward show than anything else, while the Herodians were worldly-minded men who really cared nothing for religion and for God. Yet here they are together in opposition to Christ and anxious to bring him down. Despite their apparent outward differences and contrasting lifestyles, they were, at heart, both enemies of God and his Son. Nothing will unite differing factions like their common opposition to the Lord Jesus. That common hatred will forge an alliance between them in order to oppose the Lord Jesus and his people. Then again, notice the hypocrisy of which the human heart is capable. These men came with flattering tongues and lying lips. They spoke in glowing terms to Christ of their opinion of him and his works. Verse 14, Master, we know that thou art true, and carest for no man, for thou regardest not the person of man, but teachest the way of God in truth. Their purpose was to catch the Lord Jesus in his words. Verse 13, the word catch is a word linked to hunting. These men were stalking Christ as predators stalk their prey. This is not so strange. Many take up the words of lovely hymns and utter praise to God week by week, but their heart is not in the praise. A parrot would have as much sincerity as they do when they recite the words of the hymns, for they do it out of habit as an empty ritual. Oh, may God teach us to observe our own hearts and deliver us from hypocrisy. Notice that Christ wasn't deceived by these men. Why do men think they can deceive the Almighty? These men really believed that they could outsmart the Redeemer. But Christ gave them an answer that displayed his wisdom. See what verse 15 says. But he knowing their hypocrisy. Christ saw through the outward show to the deceitfulness that lay within the hearts of these men. How common is the notion that God can be deceived? Be not deceived, the Scripture says. God is not mocked, for whatsoever a man soweth, that shall he also reap. Galatians 6 and 7. Attempts to deceive God, but show that man is actually capable of deceiving himself. Listen to these warnings in Scripture. Know ye not that the unrighteous shall not inherit the kingdom of God? Be not deceived. 1 Corinthians 6:9. But be ye doers of the word, and not hearers only, deceiving your own selves. James 1:22. If any man among you seem to be religious and bridleth not his tongue, but deceiveth his own heart, this man's religion is vain. James 1:26. If we say that we have no sin, we deceive ourselves, and the truth is not in us. 1 John 1, verse 8. How common, then, is self-deception in religious circles? We think that we can conceal from God what our hearts are really like. But that's not possible. He knew their hypocrisy. Finally, notice the great wisdom of the Savior. The men thought that they had posed a question that no matter how Christ answered, he would be in trouble. If he said that tribute money must be paid, he would be labelled a lackey of the occupying armies of Rome by the Pharisees. If he said, do not pay, then the Herodians would denounce him to the authorities as a rebel and a stirrer up of sedition. But see how the Saviour answered. Out of their own pockets he drew the answer. The Pharisee must render due honour to the ruler that Providence has placed over him, and the Herodians must render to God the honour that is due to his holy name. Christ alone can point out to us the proper balance between a right regard of our earthly duties to the civil government, which does not infringe upon our duties toward God and his kingdom. The answer of Christ left his enemies marvelling. Verse 17. One day all men will be forced to acknowledge and admire the glorious wisdom and the merciful purpose of God amongst men through his word. They may not now, but they will one day. At the name of Jesus every knee should bow, of things in heaven and things in earth and things under the earth, and that every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is the Lord to the glory of God the Father. Philippians 2:10 and 11. Do you come to Christ with false and empty praise, with a flattering tongue and a disingenuous heart? Or do you come with true praise, blessing him for all the mercy he has bestowed on perishing sinners? I trust that you have, with genuine heart, called on the name of the Lord and known his saving grace and power. God bless you. Tune in again to our program this evening. Goodbye.
Thank you for listening. If we can be of any further spiritual help to you, or if you would like us to send you some free gospel literature, we invite you to write to us. Additionally, Mr. Foster would welcome your comments or questions on the messages here on Let the Bible Speak. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, the Reverend Ivan Foster, Old Junction Road, Kilskerry, County Tyrone, BT78 3RN. That is, Let the Bible Speak, the Reverend Ivan Foster, Old Junction Road, Kilskerry, County Tyrone, BT78 3RN. You may hear Mr. Foster preach each Lord's Day here in Kilskerry at 11:30 a.m. and 7 p.m. For further information, you may phone us at 028-8956-1564. That is 028-8956-1564. We assure you of a warm welcome at all the services here and look forward to having you come and visit with us. Once again, thank you for listening. May the Lord bless his word to your heart and enable you to tune in again as we let the Bible speak.